Butter's Worth. A global price surge in butter hits croissants and kitchens alike. At the Mamiche bakeries in the 9th and 10th arrondissements of Paris, their famous pain au chocolat and croissants depend on an essential but increasingly scarce ingredient, butter. The bakery's regular supplier can no longer provide a steady flow of French beurre de tourage, a type of flat butter used to make the pastries. Mamiche has gone searching elsewhere to ensure the steady flow of sweet treats from its ovens, but it's coming with a cost. Butter prices in most of the world are lingering near record highs, with little end in sight to the surge. It's the result of a complex interplay of factors, challenges faced by dairy farmers from France to New Zealand, changes in Asian consumers' appetites that's spurring global demand, and commercial decisions by milk processors defending their bottom line. The end result is more cost pressure on consumers' favorite foods. We need the butter. When we have to change supplier, we can really see the difference, said Robin Orsoni, commercial operator for Mamiche. Other providers are charging prices 25% to 30% higher. But Mamiche has to absorb the cost because we want to make our customers happy. We need the butter. Around 70% of the butter exported around the world comes from two places, Europe and New Zealand. Each began 2025 with historically low stockpiles, and this supply tightness has caused prices to spike to a record, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO. The roots of the squeeze can be traced back to 2022, when the price of milk in Europe peaked as inflation and fuel costs hit farmers hard, pushing dairy processors to look at the best way to maximize profits. Butter is made by removing cream from raw milk and churning it. Once the process is complete, you're left with butter and buttermilk, the latter of which has some industrial uses, but those are relatively limited, said Monica Totova, an economist at the FAO. It's used for cooking, to make other dairy products, and for livestock feed.